Meeting of the Board of Education is reconvened. Madam Secretary, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will start with closed session items from the General Counsel, and I will begin with an attorney appointment and counsel retentions. These items require a vote. The attorney appointment is appoint Assistant General Counsel, Department of Law, Danica L. Mercado. Counsel retentions, first report, authorized continued retention of the law firm Riley Safer Holmes and Kinsella LLP. And the second report, authorized continued retention of the law firm Shiv Harder LLP. And Mr. President, these items do require a vote.
Is there a motion?
Oh, that's me. Sorry. So moved.
So moved. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you. I'll proceed with the roll call. Member Rowe?
Yes.
Member Melendez?
Yes.
Vice President Mervaleri?
Yes.
Member Tad Breland?
Yes.
Member Truss?
Yes.
Member Sobeda?
Yes.
President Del Valle?
Yes.
We have 7 ayes, 0 nays. I'll continue with settlements. These items do require a vote. The first report is the workers' compensation payment for lump sum settlement for Miguel Cortez. Case numbers 10WC8772, 13WC4042, 14WC40253, 14WC40254, and 16WC1619. The second report is the workers' compensation payment for lump sum settlement for David Casper. Case number 17WC10650 and 17WC10651. The third report is the workers' compensation payment for lump sum settlement for Don Simon. Case number 06WC52669, 09WC54189, 12WC31970, and 15WC19102. The fourth report is the workers' compensation payment for lump sum settlement for Fred Williams, case number 09WC39145. The fifth report is the workers' compensation payment for lump sum settlement for Viviana Redquist, case number 16WC004562. And the sixth report is the workers' compensation payment for lump sum settlement for Marietta Davis, case number 10WC41010. The seventh report is the personal injury authorized payment of settlement for John Doe 1 and 2 through John Doe 3 and John Doe. Case number 17L1642, refiled from 12L0039953. The eighth report is the personal injury authorized payment of settlement for Federico Reyes and Rosa Reyes as plenary guardians of SR, illegal disabled adults. Case number 16L012555. The ninth report is the personal injury authorized payment of settlement for Mercy Ivy, case number 17L748. The tenth report is the property tax appeal refund authorized settlement for 15-34428, 16-34605, and 17-37738. It's 211 Chicago Avenue for American Dental Association. The 11th report is property tax appeal refund, authorized settlement for 16-28361 and 17-37117 for 6316-32 Southwestern Avenue for Marquette Bank. And Mr. President, these items do require a vote.
If there are no objections from my fellow board members, please apply the last favorable roll call vote.
Thank you, Mr. President. So noted. I will continue with items from the board, and these items do require a vote. The first report is the resolution approving the Chief Executive Officer's recommendation to dismiss educational support personnel. And the second report is the resolution approving the Chief Executive Officer's recommendation to dismiss probationary appointed teachers. And Mr. President, for the record, I would like to note that on December 6, 2019, the board members and the Office of the Board received the CEO's recommendation to dismiss probationary appointed teachers pursuant to 4-1 and 105 ILCS 5/34-84. Her recommendation included the names of the teachers affected and the reasons. She also noted that the teachers affected will be notified of their dismissal after adoption of the resolution. And the third report, Mr. President, is the resolution authorizing the honorable termination of regularly certified and appointed teacher. Mr. President, these items do require a vote.
If there are no objections, please apply the last favorable roll call vote.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I believe that Member Sotelo has a motion, please.
I move that the board adopt the minutes of the closed session meeting of November 20th, 2019, pursuant to Section 2.06 of the Open Meetings Act.
Is there a
Board members reviewed these minutes and determined that the need for confidentiality exists. Therefore, the minutes of the closed session meeting held on November 20th, 2019 shall be maintained as confidential and not available for public inspection.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
Thank you. I'll proceed with the roll call. Member Rome?
Yes.
Member Melendez?
Yes.
Vice President Revolori?
Yes.
Member Ted Breland?
Yes.
Member Truss?
Yes.
Member Sotelo?
Yes.
And President Del Valle?
Yes.
We have 7 ayes and 0 nays. And I believe Vice President Revolori has a motion, please.
I move that the record of proceedings of the board meeting of November 20th, 2019, prepared by the board secretary, be approved and that such records of proceedings be posted on the Chicago Board of Education website in accordance with section 2.06B of the Open Meetings Act.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
Thank you. I'll proceed with the roll call. Member Rome?
Yes.
Member Melendez?
Yes.
Vice President Revolori?
Yes.
Member Ted Breland?
Yes.
Member Truss?
Yes.
Member Sotelo?
Yes.
And President Del Valle?
Yes.
We have 7 ayes and 0 nays. And then, Mr. President, I will continue with one real estate item. This item does require a vote. Approve the sale of surplus vacant land at 13311 South Burley. Mr. President, this item does require a vote.
If there are no objections, please apply the last favorable roll call vote.
Thank you, Mr. President. So noted. And Mr. President, there are no further items on the executive agenda.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
I don't see anyone there going to have a happy holiday.